Welcome to the very first edition of Cannibal Roses here on Cathedral 13 Radio. My name's Michelle Bischoff-Bischoff. I'm usually one half of Shadow Play, which is the show I do with Anita Navosa on Cathedral 13 on Sundays. But this is kind of a self-indulgent show that I get to play stuff that I don't normally play on Shadow Play, mainly cold wave and dark post-punk. But if there are a few goth death rock crossovers, I'm sure no one will mind very much. We started, of course, with Susie and the Banshees' Cannibal Roses, which was always my favourite Banshees track, and it's from the B-side of Slow Dive. Next up, we're going to have a cold wave set. This is Excess Nocturne with Les Echos de Lumières.
Yeah. Again.
We just heard from Tanit with Kananakta Bleed from the To Alaska album. In the middle, Baroque Bordello with Today from their 83 to 86 compilation. And at the top, Excess Nocturne, Les Echos de Lumières from their self-titled album. Next up, we have a band from France, Cheshire Cat The Bouncing, and this is their track, Cheshire Cat. You're listening to Cathedral 13.
All the McGinty thought he could fool the fall with his imitation speeds, but he had not accounted for the psychic nose. He did not know there are no big shots on the rock, and even if there were, McGinty would not be among them.
You're listening to Cannibal Roses on Cathedral 13. We just heard from The Fall, Pat Tripp Dispenser from The Wonderful and Frightening World Of. In the middle, the classic track from Public Image Limited, that was Chant from their second edition, although I think their vinyl second edition in the round metal box is much more charming than the CD. Up the top, Cheshire Cat, The Bouncing with Cheshire Cat from a compilation called Impatience Nocturnes. Next up we have Lydia Lunch and Sonic Youth. This is one of the tracks that inspired me to do this show. It's Death Valley 69 from about 1985, and I've always wanted to play it on radio, but it never really fit into Shadowplay. So I'm playing it now. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
This is Cannibal Roses, and we just heard from Interpol, Obstacle One from their first album, Turn on the Bright Lights. In the middle, Luxury Stranger from the UK, that was Empty Men, which came from the single of the same name. And at the top, Lydia Lunch and Sonic Youth with Death Valley 69, and that was taken from the Widow Speak compilation that Lydia Lunch did with various other people. It's also on Sonic Youth's Bad Moon Rising album. Next up, we have very cool people, Guilty Strangers from the US, and their EP and their album Walking the Wire is available on the Zorch Factory Records website. And this is To My Lover in a Moment of Hatred from their Hotel Limbo EP.
Baby, we're
You have been listening to Cannibal Roses on Cathedral 13 Radio. We just heard from new UK band The Death Notes, that was In the Spider's Web from their Splinter album, and at the top, Guilty Strangers, To My Lover in a Moment of Hatred from their Hotel Limbo EP. And if you'd like to check out the playlist for this show, you can go to our new blogspot, cannibalrosesradio.blogspot.com. Next we're going to hear from Madame B. She is an incredibly prolific artist. All her stuff's on the Zorch Factory Records website, and all of it is amazing. This is from the new album, Psalm 37:29. It's called Bibles Are Burning Under the Strange Blue Light. We'll be back next month, but please be sure to check out Shadowplay on Cathedral 13 on Sundays.
Oh.